Yisrael, Uzchal Chvaydecha. Kein ba koides kaze sicha lerois us chal chvaydecha.
Kein ba koides kaze sicha lerois us chal chvaydecha.
Taifed Jay Hudley Bar from Shining. Safka Saf, still Shleishim for Shining. And this I felt when Jay asked me, you know, expressed that with Shining would be okay. That having the Masibi here. So I felt that it was Vinahafichu that it would be a very big schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac ben Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zechon Levorcha, be a very big schuz. I guess the bracha that I want to give to Yedid Nafshi, to Jay, and to Shani, the bracha, I'll tell you something that happened a long time ago. Listen carefully, and say it to Shani. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had a son. There's very, very, very little known about him. Very little is spoken about him. He was in the world of silence, mamish. He didn't want afterwards, after the Baal Shem, Shum Oifen, to accept any position. He was a Nistash of a Nistar. He was a Purim, mamish a Purim Yid. Eb Tzvi, Shchusig and Alayna. There are many amazing things that the Baal Shem Tov said about him. We know kimat nothing. He was in business. We don't know anything about. But we know that once he was in Mezritch, he came at that time of the year of Purim. He was by Mezritch Magid. And even then, he didn't really go together with the Chavaya, with the Tzaddikim that were there. The Rebbe Melech, the Rebbe Zushit, the Kedusha Slevi, the Hafla, and so on. He stayed more to himself, and he spent time with the Mezritcha Magid. And it was time for it was Purim, and Reb Tzvi was not going to be together with him. He didn't want to come. The whole Chavai was with Mezritcha Magid. And Mezritcha Magid told the Balatanya that I want you to go and to be by Reb Tzvi. Reb Tzvi was having the Suda by himself, completely alone. So of course the Tanya wasn't going to disappear. Even though he had a big Chalishas Hadas, but the whole Chevraya was with Mezitcha Magid, with the Rebbe, and that he had to be by himself on Purim, by the Suda Reb Tzvi, even though he knew how great, he knew that Reb Tzvi was Kodesh Kedoshim, but he wanted to be by the Rebbe, and he wanted to be with the rest of the Chevraya. And the Mezitcha Magid saw on the Tanya that he had a Chalishas Hadas. And the Mezitcha Magid said to the Tanya, "You're not going to regret it." So the Tanya went. The Tanya was there. It was just the two of them. And the Tzvi didn't say anything. Just a little bit to drink, a little bit to eat. The Tanya asked Reb Tzvi to say some Torah. And Tzvi said he doesn't have Torah to say. He asked him again. And he asked him a third time. The Tanya asked Reb Tzvi a third time. So the Tzaddik Reb Tzvi said, "What do you want to hear from me?" So Tanya said, "I want to hear something from your father, from the Baal Shem Tov." So Tzvi said, "I'll tell you one thing from the Baal Shem Tov, from my father. He said that it says in the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Mishpatim that Shlomo HaMelech went onto the roof. And there was a great, great eagle that came flying down to the roof. And Shlomo HaMelech got onto the eagle. And the eagle went flying, but in such a way that, as Zohar says, it was so high up in the sky that wherever it was going, it became completely dark because of the wings of this eagle that Shlomo HaMelech was flying on." And the Zohar says, "Tipshim shebehem," and Tipshaya, the fools that were there, when it would become dark, the fools would say, "Ach, it's dark, it's cloudy. It's very, very dark and cloudy." But the Chachamim who were there would say, no, it's Shlomo HaMelech flying on the great eagle. And my father, Reb Tzvi said, "My father, the Baal Shem Tov said, thus is Purim. That in this story of the Zohar Kaddish, my father taught, this is Purim." And the Tanya heard that, and he was very shaken, and he understood that the Mezitcha Magid had said to him that he won't regret it. Afterwards he came, and he told the tzaddikim, his friends, what happened by Reb Tzvi. And what he said from the Hilig of Hashem, and the chassidim, the tzaddikim, said that this is what it meant. I mean, they had, you understand, there's an oymik, shiva oymik in it, but l'inyaneinu, what was sent down to us was this, that the great eagle, Shlomo HaMelech is Melech Shah Shalom Shalai, and the wings are very, very great. And when we were in Shushan, there were Tipshim and there were Chachamim. In this world, there are Tipshim and there are Chachamim. The Tipshim who don't understand, who live in a world of Teva, where we see dark things happening. So the Tipshim Shebehem, they just look at difficulties and they say, It's dark. It's just cloudy. That's all it is. But the Chachamim Shebehem, but those who are wise know that HaMelech Shehasholem Shaloi, Shlomo HaMelech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol, the Shechina. The Nesha, the great Nesha, is the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael, HaKanfei Nesharim. HaMelech Shehasholem Shaloi, the Chachamim know that when it's very, very dark and the sky is covered, when a person looks in his life, in her life, and feels that there isn't mamish an opening, it's so dark. But the Chacham Shebehem know that the one who's flying overhead is HaMelech Shehasholem Shaloi, is the Shechina HaKadosha. In a person's life, when there's a difficulty, when there's lo'aleinu, there's a loss. So there are some, I don't want to say tipshim, but there are people who nebuch, we should never have to go through any tzaros. But people, nebuch, that when there's a cloud in their lives, they only see darkness and everything is cloudy. But there are other people who, when there's a darkness in life, they look up in the sky, and even though it looks very, very cloudy, they know that it's Melech Shehasholem Shaloi. Das is Purim. I mean, that's the Holy Yontif of Purim. Nothing changed. It was a cloudy sky. It was dark. V'chacham shebehem. That's us. An Am Chacham v'Noven after all these years. To be able to identify Melech Shehasholem Shaloi when there's a darkness, when there's a difficulty. So first I want to give a bracha to Shani, to the whole mishpacha, to Jay, to give a bracha, that there should be no more darkness. That's the first
thing.
There should be no more darkness, there should be no more clouds. The sun should shine through in a very, very beautiful and bright way on these people who they fill the world with so much light, that the light should shine through. In that moment, and sometimes you feel a little bit that there's some darkness, to be able to know that the Melech Shehasholem Shaloi is flying over. And that those are the times that are filled with the biggest, biggest and deepest brachas. You know, it's at the end, we're holding by the end. And that Klal Yisrael has an inyan. Klal Yisrael has an inyan. At this time, crossing over from Purim to Shushan Purim, which you don't see such a thing by any other yantiv. You know, by the Megillah, is Vatosef Esther, Vatadabel Lifnei HaMelech. It's a funny thing. When you look in the Megillah, and everything already is fine. And it's already labedic, in a good way. And already, Haman is already hanging. And everything is really, really, everything is great in Shushan. It's a funny thing that Esther Malka comes in, and Vatosev Esther Vatadabel Lifnei HaMelech. She's not finished. Vatosev Vatadabel. She came and she continued. But she didn't only speak to the king. But Vatipol Lifnei Raglov, she fell by his feet. Vatev Vatishchanan Loi, Lahavir Esraas Haman. She was crying and begging the king to remove the evil of Haman. So Mepharshim talk about that. What's she crying about? Everything already is fine. Achashverosh, Chochma Atipish, it's not clear. But the Gzeir has already been lifted. And the Yidden, it's already been a half Yichu, Hema B'Seinehem. So what's she crying about? Vatev Vachtischanen Loi, Vatoisef Esther, Vetadarbel of Nehemelech. So the Tzaddikim say this, listen carefully, because this is exactly the time we're holding it right now. The Tzaddikim say that the Ikim Mechias Amalek is by the end, is by the Gemar. That's the Ikim Mechias Amalek is by the end. You see that everything was with Amalek was finishing up. And you know why there was able to come into the world a person by the name of Haman? Is because Shaul HaMelech didn't kill, and his Madrega was it. We're not Masik Shaul HaMelech, but in his Madrega, he didn't finish. He didn't finish. There was something that was left of Amalek. He didn't finish. And the tzaddikim say that, you know, you have certain machlas lo aleinu. You see now the machla that's been for these past years, that has taken so many lives, is the machla. That machla, you see how it is, that they go after with chemotherapy and with radiation, and they try this and they go after with that, and they're going after the bad cells, and they're killing the bad cells, and they're zapping all of the cells. And the doctor says, we got everything, the cells, we got every bad cell. But the way that machla works is that if there's a little bit chalila, a little bit of a cell, that's not good. If there's a little bit of an amalek that remains, then from that little bit of an amalek, there could be a whole tzmicha. You could come back chalila. You know, you've seen people like this. Hashem Yerachim, that in a week, in 2 weeks, finished Hashem Yerachim. When a little bit is left of Amalek. Because it's so easy to become complacent, to feel that everything is okay. And it's Davke, there's an Inyan Davke by the end. But there needs to be his chaskas. When people are falling asleep now, people are tired from Purim. And in many, many places, there are bochim that have just been carried off to their rooms, and people that are not working right now in Mechias Amalek. But the tzaddikim knew, and the tzaddikim revealed that the ikim Mechias Amalek is when you think that you're finished, that you're not. The ikim Mechias Amalek is davka at the end of Purim. And you didn't have to be mischazik at the end of Purim, when Purim is finished, when it's really dark outside, to be mischazik with tefillah, with dibuk chaveirim, with Torah, with nagunim, to be mischazik, as we saw all the tzaddikim this time with a fire. Mamish, they were burning with a fire at this time. There was no fire the whole day of Purim, the whole night, b'chol, the night of Purim. That became in America by certain places a big Inyan. But the tzaddikim, the night of Purim, Leil Purim, was very still. It wasn't an Inyan. It was with learning and quiet. And the day of Purim is Purim. But after Purim, when Purim is over, and we're going into Shushan Purim, but the tzaddikim was the biggest fire of Mechias Amalek. To make sure there's not a cell left. We have to, right now, we have to have very, very, very strong tefillah. You know, there's a sakana, I spoke a little bit on Shabbos, there's a sakana, it's nothing to take lightly. We've learned over the years that when Sonny Yisrael say things, they mean them. And it's not pashut, what's going on right now in Shushan Habira. What's happening right now in that place of the world, Paras Umadai. And the sinister soul that's coming from the new ainicle of the Agagi. And the Mechias Amalek is what I want to talk about. And what this time we can mischazik in. And if we be mischazik in this, it would be a big, big clap to that Russia. It's impossible to know what is it that will bring him down. And we've seen in the past, and it was time of Purim. You remember the time years ago, the whole Milchama, and what the Lubavitch Rebbe Sussman of that time said, that by Purim there'll be a Mapala. We know that this is a time of Nahafichu. and that it shouldn't have to be chalila that any Jews in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere in the world should be endangered. It should be in such a way that we can never ever, a human mind can never comprehend, it will be such a mapala what will happen over there to that Russia and to all of the Rishayim there, what will happen, that nothing that we could claim, it shouldn't have to be in such a way where, God forbid, a Yid should be hurt, or that a Yid should have to endanger himself to go in a plane to fly over that place. It should be in such a way that it will be Hema B'Seinehem. That everything that they want to do will go back on them. What's this chaskus? Listen carefully. It's not. This is a very, very holy time, and it's not a time to waste. It's not for wasting time. And there's an urgency right now that Hashem is talking to us, and He wants us to do something. We don't know. We're trying to understand. What does He want us to do to bring this Yeshua? So Chazal say this. You're listening to Olam Messiah? It's very important now. Chazal say this. When Esther Amalka had to go into Ahasuerus, it's gefährlich. She had to go to such a place. We're not masig that is. It's worse than people like us having to go into Manhattan.
It's pretty bad.
It's bad. And Chazal say that when Esther Malka was going there, so in order to go into Ahasuerus, there was a Beis Hatzlamim. It was all over the Zohar everywhere. It was all over the Zohar. And it says that Nistalkim and Shechina, that the Shechina was not with her when she went to that place. And she cried out, Keili, Keili, Lama Zaftani, Rochak mi Yishuasi, Divrei Sha'agosi. Keili, Keili, Lama Zaftani. My God, Rabbi Yishalom, Keili, Keili, Lama Zaftani. Why did you leave me? Just when I need you most. Rochak mi Yishuasi. I'm so far away from my Yeshua. Divrei Sha'agosi, my screaming and my crying is not being heard. Rochak mi Yishuasi, Divrei Sha'agosi. So the Medrash says an astonishing thing. The Medrash is trying to explain, why does it say twice, Keili, Keili? Why did she say Keili, Keili, my God, my God? Keili, Keili. So it says in Medrash, Keili Bayam and Keili B'Sinai. That she was crying and said, my God of Yamsuf, of Kriyas Yamsuf, Keili B'Sinai, and my God from Har Sinai. What is the inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf and Har Sinai? What's that doing over here? That's the Amalka coming into Ahasuerus, going into the Beis Hatzlamim, Nistalkim and Hashchina. What's that doing over here? Keili Bayom, Keili B'Sinai. So B'nai Sos Chesus, he doesn't talk about this. But B'nai Sos brings an unbelievable Medrash plea. A Medrash plea. That Esther Malka was crying, she didn't understand. What did we do that was so terrible, Lamaisa? Okay, Nenu Mesidoshulach Shalai Sarasha, that they went to the Suda. What was an Indian that the whole Knesset Yisrael was in a sakana? She tried to understand, and she was crying out to understand. So the Medrash Pliya says words that we simply don't understand. The Medrash says that she heard an answer from Shemayim, and the answer from Shemayim was, Mibnei Shanasu Yisrael Moch the Rosh. Just to translate that into English. But Nation Nasi's felt the reason that there's such a Gzeira, the reason that this is upon us, is because Nasi Yisrael Moch V'Rosh. Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, have fallen into a state of Moch. Moch means the Kiyamuch Achicha, means to be crushed, to be oppressed. And Rosh, what does it mean, Rosh? Rosh means poverty. It means Rosh. Chaisakol means to be empty, to be impoverished. Rav Nation Nasi Yisrael Moch V'Rosh. That's the Medrash plea. That came down from Shemaim to Esther Malkim, and they should ask yourself, Moch V'Rosh, crushed and poor and impoverished. And this also brings from the Kaddish of Shamshon Ostopalia, Shem Kandama. Hashem brings, when this also brings from Shamshon Ostopalia, listen to this. He says, we know that there's a malach, that this malach's whole mitzias, is what? Is to be melech yosha. It's to say good things about Jews. It's to bring good things about who we are to the bari olam. To melamed zchus on yidin. That malach, of course, is the malach michor. And Rabbi Shamshon Ostopalia says that the whole chiyus of the malach michor comes from the fact that it has the oisis of the Baruch Shalom's name, Aleph Lamed Yud, Keili, my God. It has the oisis Aleph Lamed Yud in his name. And the whole chiyus of a Jew is that he's a Yisrael. And Yisrael has the shame Aleph Lamed Yud, Keili, Aleph Lamed Yud. Is the oisis, those oisis are found also in the word Yisrael, in Michal. There's an Aleph Lamed Yud, and that's the koyach, the chiyus of Michal, to be Lamed Zchus on Yidin. And in the Yisrael, and the Jew, and in the Jewish people, there's an Aleph Lamed Yud, Keili. Aleph Lamed Yud, which is the chiyus that comes from having the Shem Hashem. That chiyus of being close to Hashem. So Shamshon Ostopalia says the following. He says that because of our aveiros, because we had distanced ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we didn't feel that anymore, that he was special to us, that he was our God, that he's my God, that he's Keili. There's episode God out there, but the big eagle is covering and don't see. So a person forgets Keili. So Shamshon Ostopalia said that because of that, the Oisius, we've let go of those letters, Aleph Lamed Yud, from the name Michael. And when you take out the letters Aleph Lamed Yud from the name Michael, then you're left with the letters Mach, crushed and oppressed and empty. And Am Yisrael has grown distant from the Rebbeinu Shlomo and the letters Aleph Lamed Yud. When you remove the letters Aleph Lamed Yud, when you remove those Oisius from the name Yisrael, when you take out the Aleph Lamed Yud, you're left with the two Oisius, Reish Shin, which is Rosh. So Esther Malka says this twice: Keili, Keili, Aleph Lamed Yud, Aleph Lamed Yud, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani. What's happened? Esther Malka felt there's something wrong. She asked, Keili, Keili, where are the Oisius, Aleph Lamed Yud? And the Shechina Kadosha answered in such a way, Mibnei Shanas Yisrael, Mach V'Rosh. That Yisrael, they don't care enough anymore about those letters, Aleph Lamed Yud, Keili. You're asking, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani, why are you not here? Mibnei Shanas Yisrael, Mach V'Rosh. Where's the Malach Michal? Why isn't he screaming and yelling and banging down the doors for us? Because you don't have a shaykhus to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So what's the Malach Michal going to do? And Yisrael doesn't have a shaykhus to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Aleph Lamed Yud and the Aleph Lamed Yud that spell the two names, Keili, Keili, are missing. But Nation Asi Yisrael, Mach, when you take out the Aleph Lamed Yud from Michal, you have Mach, crushed. And when you take out the Aleph Lamed Yud from the name Yisrael, you're left with Rosh. impoverished and empty. And all Esther Malka wanted to do when she was crying, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Zavtani, was to somehow bring back the two Kailis. Kaili, Kaili, my God, my God. To bring back Kaili, Kaili into the name Michal, that it should no longer be a mach, we shouldn't be in such a matzav of being crushed and broken. And Kaili into the word Rosh, to fill the word Rosh with the Aleph Lamed Yud that spells Yisrael. That we should once again be Yisrael Asher B'chai Espoi. That we should be the pride of Hashem and close to the Bari Olam. That's what Rav Shamshon Hostapalia said. It's a Ruach HaKodesh, such a thing. Ula Inyaneinu. You still hear Rabbi saying?
Yeah.
Ula Inyaneinu. It says in Pasuk, Kimi goy gor la shaloy le kim kroy shmi lof ka shem lo kein ba khol kein lo. It says in post kimi goy gor. No, it's not, let's not let's on this now. Kimi goy gor. Who is such a great nation? A shaloy le kim kroy shmi lof. Who's so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ka shem lo kein ba khol kein lo. Like the Rabbi Shalom, who's so close to us. But the name of the Malach Suschilin says in Parshas Bereishis that the tefillas of a person, there's no question that Hashem Yisbarach listens to all of our tefillas. There's no question. Hashem hears everything that we say. And yet Esther Malka was crying. And she was saying, Rochak mi Yeshuasi, Divrei Shagosi, I don't understand. Jews are davening. Jews are making big Tehillim rallies. Jews are crying out to you and they're screaming. I'm davening to you. Esther, of course, means Knesset Yisrael. Esther Malki means the Jewish people. And she's saying, I don't understand. We're davening, and it seems like you don't care. Rochak mi Yeshuasi, Divrei Shagosi. How could it be? You told us in your Torah, Kimi, who is like us, Goy Godel, Asher Lo Kim Krayv Melov, who's so close, only Am Yisrael, B'chol Kareinu Elov, that whenever we daven to you. So the Noam HaLamach says in Bereishis, that of course Hashem is Baruch, hears every tefillah. But he says a little bit of a scary thing. He says that tefillahs, really, really tefillahs, in order to be poil, in order for tefillahs to be, for davening to really be get knacked, for tefillahs to really, really to be poil, to make a big change in the world, a person has to be in a place of dveikus b'Hashem. You have to be a people, elikim kreiv, my love, who feel keili, keili, who feel close to the Bnei Yisrael, not just kel, keili. It's my God. It's my Ribbono Shel Olam. The Noam HaLamach says that depending upon how dovek a person is to Hashem Yisbarach, that's how the tefillahs are miskabel. So really, Esther Malka was trying to understand, why is this? Rochak mi Yeshuasi divrei shagosi. And you look at your people and they're in such a place of moch, they're crushed and rush and impoverished and broken. And the Kaili, Kaili, the Shekhinah answers, and she's asking, Kaili, Kaili, lama zavtani, rochak mi Yeshuasi, how come you're not listening to our tefillahs? Because in order that the tefillahs should be able to be poil, a person has to be in a place of dveikus b'Hashem in order for the tefillahs to really be poil. But in that state of distance from Hashem, when it's not in a place of Kaili, Kaili, when we don't feel this, that it's my God, Mamish, my God, when we don't feel it's my Ribbono Shel Olam, but he's just out there somewhere, but it's not my Ribbono Shel Olam, and you don't have a personal keshe with Ribbono Shel Olam, then as a result of that missing Tevekis, the Aleph Lamed Yud are not there in the name Michal, Michal cannot help, and he becomes Mach. And the Aleph Lamed Yud are not there in the name Yisrael, and we become Rosh. And our tefillahs are not able to be poel. So what's the Eitzah? I've often had this conversation with Chevra, and I've had this conversation with myself many times as well, than anything that I talk to the Chevra, but I talk to myself about. Except usually the Chevra listens more than I do. But it's something I've spoken to you about. And I've spoken to individuals who have gone through a hard time. And I know that with myself, different times, to try to think about this. And when I see all the different things that happen, like right now, there's this sakana that's standing over our yeshuv and Eretz Yisrael. And a danger to Eretz Yisrael is a danger to all Knesset Yisrael. Because the Russia in Iran knows the sugi of Yeshnai Am Echad Mufuza Mufayrat Ben Hu Amim. So what's the Eitzah? What's the Eitzah when there's a hard time? When it's very dark in a person's life individually, lo aleinu, and when it's tzivur, when klai yisur, when there's a sakana. And this is the ikka nekuda that we have to mischazik in. So the Baruch Shalom sent a big tzaddik into the world, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, sent the Baal Shem Tov's einikl, Rabbi Nachman Slusa Galeinu. And Rabbi Nachman says, in the first Chelik Simen Peh, Bzman She'ein HaTfilo Poel Chas V'Sholem, when you see that davening is not working, when you see that davening is not working, the tefillahs are not poel, azay chaylum lefoel rak ayidei mesirus nefesh. Then the only way that you could be poel is rak ayidei mesirus nefesh. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Look in Simen Pei. Bizman she'ein tefillah poel. When you see that chas v'sholem, that the tefillahs are not poel, in one's own life, when you're davening for something, you're davening, and you see it's rochak miyeshuasi divrei shagosi. I don't know, I'm davening so many years for this, and the Yeshua seems to be so far away from me. And the tefillahs are not poel. Rabbi Nachman says, an eitzah, that if you see that the tefillahs are not poel, azay yecholim lefoel, rak ayidei mesiris nefesh. And everybody in this house, is Lukut Maran, is learned in this house. It's learned together and it's learned individually. And when Rabbi Nachman said something, he was very, very medayik, as you know in his words. Akadei kachdi, you could write perushim mit perushim on the perushim of what Rabbi Nachman says, on every word. He didn't say that there's an eitzah, one eitzah is mesiris nefesh. He says that when you see the tefillah is not poil, Azai says, Yecholim lifo, rak al yidei mesiris nefesh. When tefillah doesn't work, and it's rochak miyeshuasi divrei shagasi, I guess the Malka was crying, which means Knesset Yisrael was crying. Rabbi Nachman says, it's rak al yidei mesiris nefesh. So only by mesiris nefesh. Why? Listen carefully. Because there's a part of us, and we've spoken about this thousands of times, there's a part of us that's always davuk to Hashem. There's a part of us that never ever forgets. There's a part of us that's ready to die every second. Akadish Hashem. We just don't think about it. Stam. We don't think about it. We don't know about it. Sometimes we don't believe in that. But there's a part of us that lives mamish. That lives in a place of Habelach. That's always Dovuk to Hashem. You know, everybody here, there's so many times in your life and in my life, there's so many times when there are things that are pulling us. We're being pulled to do something, and we're being pulled to do something, and we don't do it. It's true, sometimes we make a mistake, sometimes we give in. But the emphasis is, everybody here knows, that most of the time, we don't do it. And the whole world is doing all kinds of crazy things, and we don't do it. Just now, by the Suda, my son-in-law Binyamin, said that he heard from Lubavitch Rebbe Shlusi and Elena. In the early years, the Lubavitch Rebbe said this. He said that the nature of a person is that we look at the things that we do, that the things that we do that are the most amazing things, because, you know, it's more exciting when you sit in a sukkah and you lay in Megillah, or you go, you do a chesed for another person. It's true, it's gevaldik. The Lubavitch Rebbe said that the things that we don't do in life are much, much, much more amazing. And that's the pshat. Chai v'nishal of sumi v'puri, that a poor person can come to a nekuda of ad de lo yoda, until he knows how precious the lows are of life. The lamed aleph, how precious those times in life that we say no. Chai v'nishal of sumi v'puri, ad, to come to the secret of what a Jew is, that a Jew knows to say no. That a Yid knows how to say, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to look in the computer. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to scream right now at my children. I'm not going to look at this bad thing. I'm not going to take this money, even though it's being thrown at me. I'm not going to take it. Ad lo yada. What a yid lives in a life of knowing what it means to say no. Ad lo yada. That's called mesiris nefesh, I would say. That nekuda mesiris nefesh is the yayin, is the pnimius of a Jew, the koyach of loy, to be meisen nefesh, to be yidden with mesiris nefesh. Let's go back to the beginning. I know everybody's tired. Nafal pichein. Let's go back to the beginning. So the Medrash says, Keili, Keili, Lama Zaftani. And the Medrash says that Esther Malka says twice, Keili Bayom and Keili B'Sinai. Keili Bayom and Keili B'Sinai. What happened by Kriyas Yamsuf? By Kriyas Yamsuf was a Shas Sakana. The Rishoyim were coming after us, and we didn't understand why. And we didn't know what to do. So what does a Jew do? Rashi says over there, we start to scream, because that's the umdus that we learn from the Zaydis and the Babis, that when you're in trouble, you daven. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Ma titzak elai, right? Ma titzak elai. What do you mean, ma titzak elai? Dabel b'nei yisrael yisoh. Ma titzak elai, dabel b'nei yisrael yisoh. What are you screaming about? Ma titzak elai. In other words, what are you davening? All this time we're talking about this. What are you davening? What's davening? Are you davens? Davens comes from the word davun, right? Davun means the havun, means from the zaydis, from our grandfathers, from the others, davun. That's what we do. We're Jews, we daven. Mika Hashem lekenu b'chol kereinu we love. B'chol kereinu we love. To daven. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Megala, such an hage, which in the Svarim is the highest an hage of Atik, which the an hage that comes from the highest point of the Kesher of the crown. The Baruch Shalom says, you didn't stop davening. Davening is not going to be parallel over here. You know, you got far from me. You lost the Keli that you were feeling, that fire that you were feeling in Mitzrayim. And when we were coming out of Mitzrayim, you felt that big fire. The fire is not there anymore. V'haraya, Chazal say that on Yamsev, by the Yam, Halolu, there was a Taina, what a Kitrig. Halolu, Oiv the Avodah Zarah, and Halolu, Oiv the Avodah Zarah. And there were Yidden, they were carrying, Lo Alei, they were carrying an Avodah Zarah by Yamsev. Halolu, Oiv the Avodah Zarah, Halolu, Oiv the Avodah Zarah. And the Malachim had a Kitrig on Yidden, on Jews, that they're Oiv the Avodah Zarah. And if you're Oiv the Avodah Zarah, that means that you're in a place where the Keli is disappearing from life. And when Keli is going away from life, then what happens? Then you become Moch v'Rosh. Michal goes away, and you're left with the two letters. You're left with what? With Mem Chaf, with Mach, crushed. And the Aleph Lamed Yud of Keli goes away from the Yisrael, and you're left with the Rosh, and you're empty. So then our davening is not going to be miskalbo because we're not in the place of Dveikis. And the Noam Elamach says that Dveikis is that Pesach, that the tefillahs are miskalbo because the closer you are to the Baruch Shalom, the tefillahs are miskalbo. Then you have a word with Hashem. If you're somebody with Hashem, and you're dovek to Hashem, you have a word with Him. But when you're in a place of halolu avdei avodah zarah, and halolu avdei avodah zarah, so then Keli is not there, lomazavton. So what happened by Yamsa? What happened by Yamsev is there was a Jew by the name of Nachshon ben Aminadav. And there are different days in Chazal of who and how and when. But whatever it was, there were Yidden that went into the water. And he gave my mad nofish and the water came up mamish to here. He gave my mad nofish and the Jews kept on pushing. And then something happened. Those same Jews who were in a place of halolu v'halolu oivdei avodah zarah, halolu v'halolu, the same. You watch the same website as the Goyim watch, the same website. And you carry the same iPhone that the Goy carries. And you talk the same way and dress the same way that the Goy talks and the Goy dresses. And you treat your wife the same way Goy treats his wife. Halolu, halolu. And what happened? The tefillahs were not being heard. Ma titzak alai. It's not an Indian of tefillah. There's one Eitzer, Ibn Achiman says, that when you see that the tefillahs are not working, there's one eighth, and the eighth is, you jump. And jumping means emunah. And emunah comes to that part of a Jew, it touches that part of a Jew, where there's nothing else, there's only the Rebbe Shem, it's only Keli. And Rebbe Shem, look in my heart right now. Keli, Keli, and you say to me, Rebbe Shem, I'm ready to die for you every minute of my life. And you say to me, look at me in my eyes and say that you're not my God. Keli Bayam. And it was poil and nace like that. Akriyas Yamsuf, not just Yamsuf, all the Yamim, all the Naharis, all the oceans, all of the things in the world that are in the way of a Jew were broken in half and came apart. And everything, all the mechitzas fell down. And Klal Yisrael, the Kaal of Lamed Yud came back. And Yisrael went marching through the Yam. And Oz Yosha Moshe of Nei Yisrael as Ashir HaZois. Mesiris Nefesh. Like Rabbi Nachman says, "Bizman shein etzfilah poil chasu sholom, as I yechayim lufal rak al yedei mesirus nefesh, keli bayam, keli b'sinai." So came to Maimon HaSinai, nu amaisa, ashein azach, and there came the chete egel, which Chazal say a kail is mezana, but the chupa, I'm not going to translate that. That the Kala was mezana by the chuppah, such a thing, that by the chuppah, the Klai Yisrael was mezana by the chuppah. And something happened. Our Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu went up. And Moshe Rabbeinu says like this, you know what? If you're not going to let them go on, what did he say? He made a threat. What was the threat? We can't understand what that means. That Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheinina, take my name out of this whole thing. Mecheinina, Moshe Rabbeinu means all of Klai Yisrael. And Mecheinina is such a deep thing, we'll talk more on Shabbos and Mitzvah. Mecheinina means this. Mecheinina means that, Rabbi Shalom, you know and I know. That yeah, they're flirting a little bit with Egel Azov, a little bit of Avodah Zarah, a little bit Gilai Rayis, no. But in Pnimius, I'm telling you, the same way that I don't want to live without you, and I don't want to live without being a Jew, I'm telling you that they won't live without you. And when the Baruch Shalom sees that we can't be without him, and when we come into that place of Dveikus, that what, Keli, my God, that Nakuda of Mesiris Nefesh, that Nakuda of Parcha Nishmasim, that Nakuda of the essence of a Jew, who we are, and we come into contact with that point inside, then that's Ma'orir in the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the same way that when you and I come to a place that doesn't make sense, what gives a Jew the ability to say no? When the whole world says yes and a Jew says no. What gives us that koyach to say no? It doesn't make sense because it's something which is not seichel. It's a mystery. It's Purim. It doesn't make sense. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when he sees that we do something that's so ad lo yodedik, when it's something so irrational, when it's something so it's something that makes no sense at all. It's only because of what? Of that keli that's deep inside of us. Then the Rebbeinu Shlomo says that I'm going to do something that makes no sense at all. And I don't care that every guy in the world says halalu and halalu. You know what I'm going to do? The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I'm going to sing a niggin. Atu b'chaton mikol ha'amim. Ahavto yisol nivretzisa banu. And the goyim say, what do you mean? Halalu, halalu. What do you mean? And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, shtoik, kach olu lefonai. Don't talk about my children that way. They jump at the oceans for me. They jump at the fires for me. Religious, not religious. They jump at the oceans and fires for me. And that's what lies at the core of a Jew. And they say no a million times when the whole world says yes. They say no. Keli Bayom. Keli B'Sinai. The Nekud of Mesiris Nefesh in a Jew. And this is what Esther Malka was saying. She came into that place in the Beis Hatzlomim. And this Talkim in the Shechina. And she felt it was so far. And she said that we're davening, and I see that there's still a cloud, and there's still a darkness, and there's still a Gzeirah that's over us, and I see that we're going to be killed, every man, woman, and child. And there's an Ahmadinejad, and there's a Hitler, and there's a Himmler, and there's a this, and there's an Eichmann, and there's all the Rishoyim. And there's in Shushan Habira. Lahashim and Laharug La'abed. And you told us that you listened to our tefillahs. And I'm telling you, Rebbeinu Shlomo, Rochek Mishuasi Divrei Sha'agosi, that we're davening, and you're not taking our tefillahs. But I want to tell you something, as the Malka said, that I know right now we're in a place of Mach and Rosh. And you think you're telling us that the letters Aleph, Lamed, Yud are missing from our lives. Not by Michoel, Mach. And not by Yisrael, Rosh. And I'm telling you Keli Bayom and Keli B'Sinai. Mecheni no mesifrucha shekosavta. Kasher avadati avadati. I don't care. You could take me away from this world and you could take me away from the next world. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm ready to give up everything. And every Jew is ready to give up everything. Keli Bayom, Keli B'Sinai. Remember what happened by Yamsuf. And remember what happened by Maimon HaSinai. We jumped into the ocean. And Moshe Rabbeinu cried out for us, Mocheni na misifrucha. So don't say that the Aleph Lamed Yud is not part of us. And don't say that you can't destroy the Amalek over here and everywhere in the world. And these are the words of the Tefer Shleimus Chusi. Again, Elena, look inside when you have a chance. In the Rimzei Purim, Ki im hachareish tacharishi, listen carefully. So you remember Mordechai says, Testa Malki, im hachareish tacharishi, if you're going to be silent. So listen, it's a very short Torah, a few lines from Tefer Shleimus. Hine kvar biyanu ki zeh sharish ha'avdu shel ha-tzadikim liyos tamid b'mesiris nefesh. That the tzaddikim live every moment with mesiris nefesh. Ki zeh shoyrish ha'avdus shel tzaddikim. Liyos tamid b'mesiris nefesh kedei l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael. K'mo yisho oma Moshe Rabbeinu v'im'ayin mecheinu misifrecha. V'im'ayin. There's a place inside of us that's called ayin, the crown, the rotzen ha'elyoin. V'im'ayin. In that place of ayin, that's the place of kisei ha'kovod, that's where we are. That's where the tzaddik lives. V'zehu ha'inyin b'Mordechai. Kasha krayoda ki hu is goy l'la b'nei Yisrael kol ha'ro ha'gdoy l'ha'zois. Can you imagine how Mordechai felt? Every Jew in Shushan in the world blamed him. He was the one that was starting up with Haman.
He made Haman crazy. He made Haman Meshuggah, Cholzen and Ishavali. He couldn't, Haman went crazy. From Mordechai. Lo Yichru, Lo Yishtachve. And everybody in the world said that, Mo Mordechai, Shkoyach. Krayodaki, who is Goyla Abnei Yisrael, Kol Haro, Agadoyla Hazois. Mordechai knew that he was the one that brought this whole Indian. Bechol Zois is Gorim Haman. And nevertheless, he kept it up with Haman. Bechol Eis Ovelur Fonu B'Shah HaMelech Lil Vilti Yishtach V'loi. And everybody was saying to him, bend down to him. It's Muta Pi Halacha. It's a sugi in the Gemara. You can bend down to him. It's only Lifnim. It's not really Avodah Zarah. You bend down to him. Lo Yichu Lo Yishtach V'loi. No, I'm not bending down to any guy. Not to him and not to any guy. And Mordechai knew that from him was misguided all of this ra. And lo yichru liyishtach, he's saying, bend down to him once. Lo yichru liyishtach. B'chol eis over lefon of b'shah ha-melech levilt yishtach v'loi. V'lechayr lo hoi yizem and ha-din. L'zgar v'sim ha-rosh ha-zeh. Al-pi-din, he had ha-terim. What is he doing? So listen to this. Kirby Kiva Amar. Mosai Yovel Yodavi Kaimena. The first Gemara at the beginning of Masech, the Megillah is Rabbi Kiva Stimta. It's Rabbi Kiva. Because the Rabbi Kiva's Metzias was a shtick of what? Mesirus Nefesh. It's Bechol Nafshecha. As Rabbi Kiva said, my whole life I'm waiting. I want to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Ach Eina Mulchiv Lirdoif Ach Mesirus Nefesh Kadesh Yehorek Al Kiddush Hashem. Ach Be'emes Kavanis Mordechai Hoye Lahareg. Mordechai was coming after Haman because Mordechai wanted to get killed on Kiddush Hashem. He wanted to die on Kiddush Hashem. He believed that his death would be a kapara for Bnei Israel. And that's why he sent back to Esther and he answered. He called Isha Sheyovel HaMelech. She says, Ashal Yikar Achas Dosa Lahamis. She says, but if someone's not invited into the king, then he's going to get killed. I'm going to get killed. And you look at the answer, Mordechai wasn't this spoil ki huza. You're gonna get killed. Hey Shivlo Adarabba, Bazu ani chafetz. Adarabba, Bazu ani chafetz. I wanna die. And you could die. Vaati hi haisa rotsu misirus nefesh over klai yisrael. We and I have an opportunity. The leaders of the generation, we have an opportunity right now. We're gonna die al Kiddush Hashem, and our Mesirus Nefesh will be poil, because the tefillahs are not poil, but our Mesirus Nefesh will be poil. Va'atu beiso avich toivedu, v'kasher eskim hi'imoi, she agreed, and she sent back kasher avadati, which is in the be'emes nitzchuk mizobah Yeshua yodav. She said kasher avadati, she said, like Chazal tell us, I'm lost in this world and I'm lost in the next world. I'm ready to give up everything, this world and the next world. Everything. And the Tver Shlomo says, and that was the breakthrough. That's what broke everything open. When she said those words, Kasher, Avadati, Avadati, I'm lost, I'm with you. And Mordechai goes over to Haman, kill me. Take my life. Keili Bayom, Keili B'Sinai. You think I'm afraid of you? I'm not afraid of you, you can kill me. And Esther Malka, he brings Esther Malka, which is Knesset Yisrael. He brings Knesset Yisrael to a place of emunah, of what? Kasher, Avadati, Avadati. There's a taina halolu halolu. Our davening is not working. There's only one eitzim mesirus nefesh. You know, once it's famous that the Chofetz Chaim was going together on the train with Imre Emes. They were together on the train, Chofetz Chaim and Imre Emes. And every station they came to, all the Jews of that town, of that village, came in their Shabbos clothing, Chofetz Chaim and Imre Emes. Everybody came to the train station, and when it would stop in the station, by every single stop, the Imre Emes came to the window. And he opened the window, and the Imre Emes was reaching down. We even have pictures. I don't know if it's from that ride, but the Imre Emes would reach down and would shake hands and would call out to everybody, brachas. Chofetz Chaim didn't budge. The Chofetz Chaim wouldn't move from his seat. And the train was going. And the Imre Emes says to Chofetz Chaim, he says, how come you don't go there are Yidden, how come you don't go to give Sholem? They're waiting to see you. How come you don't get, go give shalom? That's a bracha in Eden, to go give shalom. Chofetz Chaim started to shake. Chofetz Chaim says, covered. Covered. This whole world is what? Is a prize door, is a hallway. And covered in this world is on the cheshvan of what? Of what's in the next world. Covered. So the Imrahim said to the Chofetz Chaim, hear this, to the Chofetz Chaim, Imrahim says to Chofetz Chaim, my oilam hazeh, a long time ago I decided I'm giving up for Jews. And it's not so poshut that I have an oilam haba because of them either. The kasher of hadati of hadati. The Chofetz Chaim, by the next stop, he got up. And the Chofetz Chaim came over to the window and he was waving his hand to everybody and he was shaking hands. You hear what a tzaddik is? That's the whole nekuda of a yid. And the Imrahim says, this world is already fallen because of Jews, what I gave up. This world, I have nothing because of what I gave up for Jews. Olam Habis is not so poshut either. But he believes such a thing. And that's the inyan of Ad Liyada. Ad Liyada, Chai Vinish Lepsumi Bepuria, Ad Liyada means that hishtoikakus. Of Ad Liyada, not chas sholem to get sick. But to be mizbasim on Purim, to come to such a madrega on Purim, of Ad Liyada, you know what it means to come to that place. Right now, b'chol mekoymeis b'zureini, there are yidden that are lying on their stomachs, on their backs. Some of them are in their vomit, some of them are not in the vomit. Somebody moved them over a little bit. They shouldn't be in the mess. You know what it means, Ad Liyada? On the deepest level means that in Purim, a person can close his eyes. Listen to me, Rabbi, so I want you to come with me into this place. That a Jew can come into a place that he could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, honestly, even though I want to live in this world, I want to serve you in this world, but I am prepared, if it would have to be, I swear to you as a Jew, Keli Bayom and Keli B'Sinai, I'm one of those descendants from these people, and from Mordechai and Esther, I swear to you, I'm prepared to lie on the floor and to die, and to lie in my own puddle of blood, HaKiddush Shemecha, I would do that for you. And that's what it means. Chai v'nishal v'sum v'puri ad l'yada. I, halalu avdei v'adus, halalu avdei zer, orahaman baruch Mordechai. Sometimes there are some days in my life that I act like an orahaman. And there are other days in my life that I act like a baruch Mordechai. Anafki mina. Rabbi Shlom, you know. And don't come to me with this whole inyan of my tefillahs. I understand it's a problem. I'm not dovuk to you in my conscious thinking mode. I understand. But I'm in that place with you, Kaylee, Kaylee, lama zavtani. I'm in that place with you every second. That's the mitzvah of who I am. That's the kuda pnimis of my existence. Is to be on the floor shikr with my love for you and to give up my life for you. That's who I am. Before the Muhammad started, I think some of you know. Before the Muhammad, it was some years before, the Beis Avraham from Slum came to Yerushalayim. And he was there Purim and he feared the Tish Purim. 12 hours, the Tish. And for 12 hours, the Beis Avraham was silent. And then all of a sudden, and everybody was crying b'chiyus. The Beis Avraham, the Yeshuv in Yerushalayim, they hadn't seen him in a long time. Some that were in Europe had seen him. Most didn't see him ever, the Rebbe. And you know, he turned to the menagin there, and he said to sing the niggin, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. I don't know what the niggin is, but there's a niggin in Slonim. And the Beis Avraham was ma'ir them to sing, and they started to sing, and they were singing, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani for a long time. And then all of a sudden, the Beis Avraham stood up, and he started to scream. And he started to scream. He says, Purim, Rabbi Shalom, Purim, kolot poishet yad, what? Naistim lo. Whoever reaches out his hand, kolot poishet yad, naistim lo. They give. It's such a day, Purim, of kolot poishet yad, naistim lo. And then he sat down, he started to sob like a baby. And he says, Nebuch, Nebuch. He says, Rabbi Shalom, Nebuch. I don't have a hand, he said.
I don't have a yad. I don't have a hand. I'm so poor. It says, Kol ha'preishit yad na'isnim lo. A poor man puts out his hand. You have to give to him. But he says, but Rabbi Yisrael, what happens if you don't have a hand to stick out? That the Arabs are sitting on the Harabayas. What happens if I don't have a hand to stick out? And the other Jews think that I'm their Rebbe, and I don't have a hand, I'm so poor. So then what can I do? So everybody's crying in the base of Rome is crying, and he said this. He said, but if one Jew sticks out his hand, and he gives his hand to another Jew, and then that Jew gives his hand to another Jew, and that one gives his hand to another Jew, and all the hands of the Jews come together, then it makes one big hand. And that one big hand, Zichri says, reaches up to the Kisei HaKavod, and that big hand can throw away the yad shenishtalchem mikdashecha. Is able to throw away the hand that is covering the cloud that's covering the Harabayas. The hand of the mosque of Ahmadinejad that's covering the Harabayas. From the yad shenishtalchem mikdashecha. That hand of all Jews that come together with Mesiris Nefesh, the Ik Mesiris Nefesh is on this Nakuda, to know that every Jew is Torah of a Kaddish. And to stop this union of Sinas Yisrael. And to stop this union of one Jew and another Jew. A Fruma, a Fraya, and this type and that type. A Chosid, a Misnagid, a Sradish Knas, and this kind of that. And Beishemesh, and Gula, Yushalayim, and the Efrat, and Gush Katif, and what happened. What, all these things. But only if one hand holds another hand. And that hand holds another hand. And all those hands come together. Then that one big hand is able to give a patch to the Yadish Nishtalchim Mikdashacha. And the Beis Avraham then turned, after screaming out about putting the hands together, he turned to the Tzadik, the Kodesh Ramatul Aslanimah, Susya Genalainu. And he said to Ramatul Aslanimah, he said, you know, it says, Vateifa Tishanun Lai. That's what I started with. Vatoisa Festa Vatadab. And Vateifa Tishanun Lai. And Esther cried out, and she was begging, La Yim. And he said to Reb Motel Aslanimah, you know what it means, Vateifa Tishanun Lai? That Esther Malka Am Yisrael wants only one thing, Vateifa Tishanun, and all we care about, all we're crying about is one thing, Lai. Lamed Vav. To be back with Hashem, that's all. Keli Keli, that's all. Vateifa Tishanun Lai. No, Hashem's bo should help. We should be zayich in Hashem to be in a place of mesiris nefesh. We should be zayich to be in such a place of poishet yad, of the hands coming together to make the big yad, and to keep our promise to HaKadosh Baruch. One year the Satan Rav Shusi Aleinu was drinking and drinking and drinking, and he wasn't supposed to anymore. He wasn't allowed to drink. He kept on drinking. And he was becoming very, very shikr and very sick, and he was saying unbelievable tirus. Every gevir that was putting down, that would put down, I don't know how much the money was, a big amount of money, the Satmar Rav had a deal that if he put down, I don't remember what it was, $1,000 at that time, whatever it was, he'll say another pshat in Adalayada. And he was saying tirus for hours, and then each time another drink, another drink. And the Rebbeson was standing there shaking her head on the side. And finally there was a big yid, I don't remember his name, and this yid was another survivor. And he was very, very strong. And he picked up the Satmar Rav like a baby. And he carried the Satmar Rav upstairs to the bedroom. And he put the Satmar Rav into bed. And the Chassidim were pushing to try to break down the door to come into that room. And the Satmar Rav was on the bed. And every few minutes the Satmar Rav sat up and he threw up. He was throwing up. And only some Mishpachim, close Chassidim, went in there. And the Rebbeson was in there. And the Rebbeson started to cry. And she screamed out, Rebbe, to her husband. She says, Rebbe, you promised me last year. You promised me you wouldn't do this again. You promised me you wouldn't get sick. And the Satmar Rebbe turned to the Rebbeson and said, I promised the Baruch Hashem every day I'll do tshuva. And I've never ever done tshuva, and I promised him every day I'll do tshuva. And I'm going to keep my promise to him, and I'll keep my promise to you. Hashem is book should help us that we should keep our promise. And that we'll be zoichet to see the promise that he made to us be fulfilled with the Gula Hashem v'amitis. Amen.